I want you to track your health performance, like your weigh-ins, your calories, your steps, your weight and your reps in the gym. I want you to track your workouts. I want you to do all of these things, but I never want you to obsess over any of those categories. And I hope this episode helps you have a better and more relaxed mindset for those categories. So let's roll the intro.
This is the Game of Food.
This is the Game of Food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
I want your fitness journey to be fun. I want your nutrition plan to be enjoyable and taste good and following something that you can do for the rest of your life. But too many people make it harder than it has to be. And so that's what we're covering today, is this obsessive mindset, this obsessive personality, I'll even call it. And a lot of people think that like workouts and tracking your calories and other metrics that you should be tracking, because the more you track, the better you will do. They think that tracking these things creates this obsession, when really I think it's you. You need to work on you. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell some different stories to help land a point, some examples of people that were way too obsessive. And then at the end, I want to talk about what I want you to be instead. Okay, but before I do that, leave a review of this podcast. Let me know what you guys think. We got a couple more reviews coming in, and both of them were 5 stars, and I really appreciate that. So no matter what app you're listening to this on, see if you can rate our podcast here, and that would be something that makes me feel very good inside. But let's go dive into these stories about different clients. So the first one is a story about a client that was very obsessive about calories, very obsessive. So one thing she would never allow herself was guessing. Now, we coach our clients not to guess. That means you need to know your portions. So like if your mom or your sister hands you a Scotcheroo and you eat it, that's a guess. And if you do too many guesses per day, because nobody knows what's in a homemade Scotcheroo, especially if the person that made it didn't track the calories and, you know, stuff like that. Nobody knows. So that's a guess, right? Whereas if you eat a protein bar that's 200 calories, well, you know it's exactly 200 calories. That protein bar is not a guess. But there are just situations where you're going to have to guess a little bit, okay? I have 3 kids, and at each of their birthday parties, we always have cake, a cupcake or something like that, and ice cream sometimes. I have to guess, because the bakeries that we buy them from, they don't have the listed calories, and I'm cool with that. I just track it as a piece of cake best that I can, and then I just move on. But that example right there can create some sort of frantic obsession. I did something wrong. I guessed. I knew I was off track. I'm not supposed to eat that. Spencer said this, or my coach said that. And it creates this this anxiety. And people will claim, see, calorie tracking makes me obsessive. No, you make it obsessive. I have thousands of examples of people that track their calories and have a much better mindset than what you have. And so you need to work on it. You need to be okay with guessing if you're in a situation like that. You need to be okay with going over by 10 calories. This same person I'm talking about could not handle going over by 10 calories. If I assigned her 1,700 calories and she went over by 10 calories, she hit 1,710. That was very bad in her world, which is insane. She thought that if she went over 10 calories from my calorie assignment, my daily calorie assignment, that she was off track. And you know what she would do? If she went over by 10, she was just like, screw it, I'm going to binge for the rest of the day, totally sabotaging the rest of her day. Eating far above all of a sudden, just because she went over by 10. And I remember the conversation with her. It was like, see, like calorie tracking makes me like this. And I'm like, stop saying that. No, it doesn't. It's like measuring anything. It's like, do you get obsessive over your belt size? Do you get obsessive over your shoe size? If you were to measure your arm, would you freak out at the number? No, you're freaking out at a calorie number. It's just a number, and you're putting too much behind it. It's you. You need to work on that. And that's what, and I did tell her that. And I said, okay, you think calorie tracking makes you obsessive. Why do I have so many examples of people that can track their calories and they're not obsessive? Why do I have examples of people that did think that calorie tracking made them obsessive, but with my coaching and my training and my reminders and weeks and months of working hard on it, they were no longer obsessive? Do you think that you can accomplish that? And the answer is absolutely. It is not calorie tracking and a food scale and whipping out a measuring cup that makes you obsessive. It's just becoming more knowledgeable, and that is it. The next one is a story about a client that was not drinking water so that she would have good weigh-ins the next day. You know what she was also doing? Before her weigh-in, she would wake up and she would force bathroom duties. She would try to go number one or number two. So the best time to weigh in is after your sleep. It doesn't matter what time you sleep, because I know some of you have rotating shifts, but you sleep for 8 hours, hopefully, and then you wake up and you should go to the bathroom and weigh in your undies or weigh naked so that it's consistent every single time. Okay, that's the way you should do it, and you should do that every single day. Okay, that's a hint. That'll help out a lot of you guys. So what she was trying to do, let's say she didn't have to go number two. She was trying to force a number two. She was trying to go number two before she hopped on the scale, but sometimes she didn't have to go, so she'd sit there and wait for it. Okay, this person also told me that, well, I'm not drinking water in the second half of my day, even if I'm really, really thirsty, because I know my weigh-in won't be good because of it. And I'm like, that's not true. And you have to be okay with weigh-ins going the wrong direction sometimes. Can I just say I've never, ever, ever in my life seen my own weigh-ins or any clients that we work with over the last 12 years? I've never seen the scale go down every single day for an entire journey, an entire transformation where somebody like really does really well and transforms their body. I've never seen the scale not go back up a little bit. It's not point A to point B. It's a zigzag, up, down, down a lot, up a lot. Up a little, down a little, plateau, and then back down. That is so normal. And so when you have a weigh-in that goes up a little bit and you have no idea why, and you stop drinking water at noon, I mean, this person was like working out in the afternoon and like working out hard and still choosing not to drink water like during or after her workout. And so she was becoming too obsessive. That is not the program's fault. Like if you are in whatever program, a gym program, a fitness studio, group sessions, or any nutrition plan, and you stop drinking water to help weigh-ins, that is wrong. And that is your fault. It is you made that mistake in your brain. And that is not the way to do it. That's obsessive. And it's not the program that made you that way. Okay, my next story and my last one before I talk about what I want you to be. My next story is about clients within the workouts. So there's different examples of this. So the first example is people that don't select heavier weight so that they can have a perfect workout. They're obsessive about hitting the number of reps that we assign them. And so let's say we have 3 sets of 10. And so someone will pick a light weight that's not very challenging so that they can get all the reps. But when you work out, you fail a lot. So if you have 10 reps of this, 10 reps again, 10 reps again, it should go like this. 10, 9, 9. And that messes with people's brain because they're obsessive over these numbers. Well, my 9 reps that I got is not perfect. Perfect is 10 because that's what you assigned me. That's the perfect number. And I'm like, no, you worked so hard in your workout. You selected a challenging weight that you weren't able to finish. You came really close, but you weren't able to finish. Now you just go back in next week and you work on getting all 10. And maybe you won't again, but that's what working out is all about. It's not easy. Working out is not like always hitting the number of reps and always feeling super strong. Absolutely not. And so my point to that one is people aren't selecting challenging weights because they're obsessive over these numbers. The next example is people are obsessive over like the number of workouts. Again, these are all about numbers. They're obsessive over the number of workouts that they complete each week. and each month and each year. They're so obsessive that they don't allow for some recovery. And we've actually started to build that in a little bit into our program where we're trying to look for that for a client. Like if they're having soreness, if they are not sleeping well, or you know, they have little pain, like a little elbow thing, a little hip thing, a little knee thing, it's kind of signs to us, or if they're losing motivation for their workouts, it's signs to us that they need a deload week. A deload week means you might miss a couple of workouts, or we're going to go really light, or your workouts are going to be super short. I did a whole podcast episode about a deload week. That's how important it is. But it's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about people won't allow for that rest and recovery because they are so obsessed with the number of workouts. They're so obsessed with hitting every single workout every single week that it hurts their recovery. It ends up hurting them. That's why obsessing over these numbers and your attendance and your adherence, if you ever obsess, it can end up hurting you, right? Every one of these categories that I talked about, obsessing over calories, first example, obsessing so much that you're not drinking water for half of your day, and then obsessing about your workouts, ends up hurting your results, which is a great segue into who I want you to be. I want you to be much more relaxed. All of these numbers are important for you to track. If you ever hear anyone saying it's too obsessive to do this, they're wrong. The more you track, the better. But you have to have a relaxed approach. What is that approach? That approach is being okay with any of the final results. You ate 1710 instead of 1700. Oh, well, try again tomorrow. I learned something. Even though that's like not bad at all, by the way, doing that. Or the scale went up. Maybe I just need some patience. You know, if you did perfect all week and the scale went up for some weird reason, I think you just need patience. I know if you're following the good habits, these healthy habits, it's going to work eventually. A relaxed approach. The next thing I want you to think of is making this fun. These people that have this obsessive personality, their whole fitness plan is terrible. It's awful. It's not fun. It's grueling. It's grinding. There's a lot of pain, mental and physical pain. That's not what your plan should be at all. And if it is, I think you're doing it wrong. It should be fun. You know, your workouts should also be like a time for just you listening to a podcast or your favorite songs. You know, sometimes I'll try to listen to a book if I'm working out. Sometimes that's not always successful. My workouts are tough enough, it's hard to listen. But you know, playing my favorite music or a podcast that teaches me something. Getting away from the rush of life, work, kids, this going on, social event, travel, just having that 30 minutes to an hour and 15 by yourself. It should be fun. The results are fun. Yes, some of these habits are kind of grueling. Some of these habits, you know, this is work. Is work required? You guys have heard me say that before. But at the end of the day, it should be kind of fun. And you're not making it fun when you obsess like this and you know, force yourself to tears when you see one little thing off or you don't have these perfect numbers. That's who I want you to be. I want you to be more relaxed. I want it to be a fun process. And I think both of those combined will keep you from quitting, because I also don't want you to quit. Because you shouldn't quit on tracking these things. You should keep tracking these things, right? The more you track, the better you do. And this is exactly how I do it. This is how I turned the next page from being, I was never overly obsessive, like some of these examples. I don't know, maybe I'm just lucky. I was never overly obsessive, but I was a little bit more obsessive than I am now. And then I just went, you know what, since I'm going to do this forever, I'm going to make it more fun. And my calories, if I miss the mark, I'm not going to like binge eat afterwards, like whoops, went over a little bit, I'm going to binge for the rest of the day. Because I made that mistake too. I made that mistake. I'd go over by a little bit in my calories, and then I'm like, oh, I might as well eat the rest of this brownie pan, this entire pan. And then I turned that next page, and I was okay with missing the mark a little bit. Because you've heard me say this before, guys, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll probably say it in future episodes, is your fitness plan is like throwing darts. You're not going to hit a bullseye every time, but you're probably better than most people if you can hit the board every single time. That's what I want you to do, is you hit the board every single time and you're okay with the result, and you just learn from what you did before and you try to improve. I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.